Please turn in your Bibles to the letter to Titus, chapter 2. I'll be reading from the 9th verse. Urge slaves to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be well-pleasing, not argumentative, not pilfering, but showing all good faith, so that they will adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in every respect. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. In this section of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is emphasizing the practical outworking of our salvation, and that is purity and holiness of life. We do this, as he said, to adorn the doctrine of God our Savior, as we anticipate and long for Christ's imminent return. Each day we should strive to live lives that are pleasing to God, so that at his coming we may hear those words, "Well done, good and faithful slave." We celebrate communion each week in order to remember that, as Paul said here, Jesus gave himself to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. If you've been redeemed by Christ, if you've been saved from your sins, if you're one of those who recognizes your need for salvation and have turned to Christ in repentance and faith and are living a life that strives to please him, then we welcome you today and ask that you join us as we share communion. If you're a believer and yet you're harboring known sin, perhaps you're having a conflict with someone, perhaps there's something in your life that's not pleasing to God, then right now, confess it to him, repent of it, turn away from it. If you need to restore a relationship, resolve to do that. And join us as we share in communion. If you're a visitor or even a regular attender who, by your own testimony, by your own admission, you would say that you're not a Christian, that Christ is not in your life, that you've not turned to him for salvation, first of all, we're very thankful that you're here with us, and we pray that through the ministry of the word that you hear today and the Holy Spirit's prompting, that this might be the day of salvation for you. If you have questions as to what it means to be a Christian, then speak with the person who brought you, myself or one of the other elders or anyone on our worship team. We would love to tell you what it means to know God, to have your sins forgiven, and to have the hope of eternal life with him in heaven. The ushers will now come forward, and they'll be distributing the elements. Please hold them, meditate, prepare your heart, and in a few moments, I'll lead us as we take them together.